But did the laws of the Romans aid them? No, by these laws they found themselves in even greater difficulties, for it was stated, "Any man who proclaims himself a king is no friend of Caesar." This alone was a significant hurdle for them, as they were initially followers of the one who was considered a usurper and later sought to fortify his cause. What on earth then pushed them to take such daunting risks? And what claims about him would make them believable? That he was crucified? That he was born of a poor Jewish woman who was engaged to a Jewish carpenter? That he was of a nation the world despised? No, all these things were not just enough to dissuade or entice the listeners, but also to repel everyone, especially when claimed by a tent maker and a fisherman. Surely the disciples would remember all these obstacles. A fearful disposition tends to exaggerate reality, and that was their reality. On what basis then did they aspire to succeed? In fact, they had no such aspirations, with countless deterrents if Jesus had not truly risen. Isn't it clear even to the most casual observers that unless the disciples had been blessed with abundant and powerful grace and had received assurance of the resurrection, they would have been unable to pursue such extraordinary endeavors, let alone conceive them? For if they both conceived and executed plans that exceeded every expectation in the face of such enormous impediments, should we not assume that they accomplished these feats not through human strength but divine grace?